You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live here on Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. Yes, it's got to be a nice evening. You're listening to Burgess. You're going to get some perspective tonight. You know, in our first segment tonight, we're going to be talking about frustration. We're going to really open the floodgates on frustration. We're going to talk about trying to stick to our life path. We're going to talk about those people, I call them your groups of people, that can either aid or really hurt you in keeping on that path and being true to yourself. Later on in the hour, we're going to be discussing how to deal with these people, how to make these changes, how to keep on your life path, and some really good tips and tricks that you can use on a daily basis to make things go smoother for you so you don't have to have these arguments, these emotional outbreaks, the situations that you have with family and friends and coworkers and even acquaintances, even people you probably don't even know that well. We're going to talk about that. Later on in the hour, we have the Perspectives Trifecta. We're going to be talking about some really cool stuff, including like go-go gadget stuff, new cell phones, new sizes, new dimensions, new style you might have, as well as, you know, there's more to the campfire than kumbaya, so we'll talk about that later on. But right now, you've entered into the origin of perspectives, and we're going to talk right now about frustration. You know, I think we've talked about this in the past, but I've recently experienced frustration, you know, and it really came about because I didn't know kind of the next step, right, in my life path. Okay, think about that. You don't know the next step. And a lot of times people can ask you a question like, you know, what do you see happening next? Or what do you want to do next? And sometimes you can have these great concepts, these great ideas, but when it comes down to it, you don't really know. And you know, when you tend to your life path, you deal with kind of every emotion, right? We deal with every emotion. You're learning in every process. And you either continue on the path, you either stop, or you get sidetracked on your life journey. You know, when you continue on your path, you continue to really fulfill your inherent and definite purpose. You know, you might feel as though you need to have blinders on, you know, to really keep focused on the straight and ahead. It can be difficult because you live on this planet, right, with others besides yourself. And others, right, the others have their ideas, they have their path, and they have what they want to do. And they also have a concept of what they want you to do or what they think you should be doing. You know, I like to define others in a really three groups. And I think this is kind of a steadfast concept. And it really appeals to a lot of people because you don't really think about it in this terminology. But when you really kind of realize that you coexist with three different groups and you understand where they stand in the food chain, you get it. So your others are defined in three groups. Group one, your family. Your family is group one. And you know, due to their seniority, right, this group obviously takes obvious precedence. You know, you may feel the need, you may be asked, you may be mandated to go off your path due to maybe a family situation or the life perspective of your family is different from yours. I'm sure everybody in this room and everybody in the other room, Billy Boy, you know what I'm talking about, Borowski. When you deal with family having either their own perspective of what you should be doing in life, or unfortunately a situation does arise that you cannot follow the path of the time and you must take care of another situation.
Well, in my case, about over 3 years ago, before I moved here to the Dallas area, I was the caretaker for my grandparents. You know, my grandfather had cancer.
That's right.
You know, my grandmother couldn't do it all by herself anymore. And this is when I decided to change careers from insurance into the radio television business. And I had to kind of put things on hold there for a while. Although it turned out to for the better in the end, because I was able to get some work experience in the field and kind of ease back into the whole college scene. But there's definitely a detour. But my thinking on that was I was doing from them what they did for me when I couldn't take care of myself.
Most definitely, I totally agree with that. I totally understand that whole leap and thought process of logic, because a lot of times it's hand in hand doing what's right for other people because you know they do the same thing for you. But it does take you off target for a little bit. It could be helpful. You never know. But Borowski, have you been there in the same spot?
Not exactly the same type of spot. My family is a very old school, humble, blue collar, down in the roots type of family.
Polish.
That too.
Where's the Tylenol?
We've never had, everybody in my family is very, they're very blue collar. They don't work in a specialized field. It's, do what you got to do, pay the bills, put food on the table, keep the roof over your head type family. I'm the only one in my family really that gets to work at a place that I genuinely enjoy it and I don't break my back every day. And I'm grateful and thankful for that. And, so it makes me kind of stick out at family functions. And then everybody starts asking me, hey, can you give me tickets to this? Can you give me this? Can you give me a shirt? No, leave me alone. Stop asking. I'm not going to do that for you. But
he's not going to do that for you. He's going to kick you with his cleat.
Exactly.
Leave you out there on the soccer field to die.
Exactly. Like we said last week. And I actually did that to a guy this past week.
We're sidetracking right here, yeah. And I do definitely want to hear about this violent outburst of yours, because I do really think that you need to see a
talk about
counselor.
Frustration.
I was frustrated, exactly.
We'll talk about frustration here in a bit, okay? Because I know that you didn't hurt your family on the soccer field, so this will obviously be more of an acquaintance based thing.
This
we'll get
time.
To that. Family intrinsically has seniority, and in both of y'all's cases, you get it. You had to deal with a health issue, Billy Boy, that was affecting your grandparents, and Borowski, you deal with the fact that your family has never done anything they ever wanted to do. I mean, it has nothing to do with, I think you should be good at this. You should go check this out. It's more like, hey, you got to pay the bills and take care of the family, and that's the way life goes. And I think a lot of people listening tonight can understand exactly from both your points and both your perspectives. The second group that we have to deal with, we love to deal with, is our friends. Group two. Friends are beautiful. They're necessary for a well-balanced life. They can be very helpful. And they can be very harmful when it comes to sticking to your purpose. Think about it. Because they are your friends, they can ultimately talk you into things that you would readily not be talked into by anybody else on the planet. Hence why they're your friends. I mean, you get along with them. You have, camaraderie. You understand each other. You have a lot of things in common. And I know that I've had friends that I'll tell you every other day, you should do this. You should do that. You should do this. You should become that. You should do this. And it's like you start questioning yourself, especially when you actually, care about them or you think they have some sort of intelligence, And my friends are really intelligent people. So you sit there and you question yourself and then you go, what am I doing? I mean, I'm not questioning about their entire future. You know what I'm saying?
Well, don't you think a part of that is most people are better at solving other people's problems than their own?
Most definitely, yes. Okay, that's preaching to the choir, obviously. Yeah, and a lot of times people put their own ideas on you, too. For example, I think you should do this is maybe something that should be directed toward them, right? But, it's hard to kind of see the forest through the trees.
Oh, yeah, and friends are notorious for being the pot calling the kettle black.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it goes back to what you were saying. People can fix other people's lives. I can fix other people's relationships. I can't fix mine. But I'm really good with the advice of it.
Well, I think it's kind of goes back to perspective. You have that outside perspective.
You're not wrapped up in it.
Yeah. Or at least not immediately like the person going through it is. And so you have this distance from it that you can kind of see. Whereas, if you're in a situation in your own life, you don't have that ability to kind of take a bird's eye view.
Exactly. And friends are very good for that. Most of my friends, they don't try to tell me what to do with my life, but they definitely help guide and point direction in terms of, hey man, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I'm noticing, and they help to, you know, they help to lend a new perspective on what's going on.
They're a good
with me.
Mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, mirroring's important, obviously. You know, as long as the mirror is the correct size, shape, you know, it's not like a funhouse mirror. You know, group three is really your acquaintances, right? And the others who usually don't help you or don't hurt you on your life path. You know, this is kind of the 6 degree of separation mentality right here. You know, that takes more work on your part to kind of bestow, right? You know, group three can aid or it can hamper you on your path, you know, but you really have to evolve them prior to either taking place. So think about it. Because you don't really know them that well. They're kind of outsiders in a good way or in a bad way, whatever. But you kind of have to involve them in your life for them to take on one or the other. Because when it comes to family, when it comes to friends, you don't really have to involve them because, you know what, for the most part, they're already involving themselves in your life. So you have to think about this. This is like an outside source that you're actually bringing them in and getting them involved. And I think a lot of times people don't really use that kind of concept of 6 degrees of separation because there's been plenty of books written about how it's about the people you know. It's not about what you know. I don't know if I agree or disagree. I think you got to know something. And if you know people, that'll help you too. But I think you got to have some sort of, you know, intelligence and thought on what you want to do. But at the same point, it is about kind of going out of your comfort zone and meeting other people, but you have to bring them in. So in all three of these groups, all three of these people can help you. All three groups of these people can hurt you. And it all kind of depends on what you do, right?
Exactly. And acquaintances, really, those are the people in my life who are on a need-to-know basis. If you need to know it, you'll know it. If you don't, you're not going to know anything. And so they don't really hinder me at all, but I will turn to them for help from time to time. And for them, it's the mirror effect. If I need to know it, I'll know it. If not, I won't know it. And we have that nice arm's length relationship, and I'm fine with that. It works. It keeps everything in perspective for me.
Well, I like that. And we're going to talk more about that here and the rest of the hour. So when we come back, we're going to be discussing all kinds of stuff about the usual scenarios we deal with these three groups. Like what we normally find ourselves in the situation we find ourselves in. So it doesn't make it kind of scary, as well as to acknowledge the fact of how to keep yourself on your life path. Also, later on, we have the perspectives trifecta and more up, as well as how to deal with the situation and how to keep you on your path. Stay tuned. And you know what? Yeah, Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in, yeah, 2 shakes.
I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? Designer. That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.